if you're holding back your natural personality because you want to seem more professional, if you're holding back your natural personality because you don't want to offend, either of those, cut it out now.
Most hosts never achieve the results they hoped for. They're falling short on listenership and monetization, meaning their message isn't being heard and their show ends up costing them money. This podcast was created to help you grow your listenership and make money while you're at it. Get ready to take notes. Here's your host, Adam Adams.
Welcome back to the podcast on podcasting. It is your friend, Adam AAA Adams, and I'm jumping in just discussing being ourself. And I think it's interesting because it is a super fine line to try to be ourselves to the core, and not everyone is natural or good at it. Now, here's the interesting thing. Some of us are a little bit more reserved when we are with people that we don't know. And so in general, we're going to say that that's us being ourselves, is being like more cautious, more calculated, more careful, more conservative, those four C's. And what we're doing is we've learned through many years of being alive, we've learned that sometimes it can bite us if we're too forward. Sometimes it can hurt us or harm us or scare us if we just act like our real human self. Like, we will feel judged. We will feel a number of other things by simply being ourself. And so we've decided that ourself, make sure you're understanding what I'm trying to say here. We've decided that our new self, the self that we want to portray, is quiet and conservative. And we're not going to rock the boat. We're not going to be too energetic, because if we're too energetic, it's going to come across as inauthentic. And so we actually hold ourselves back from our normal energy. And there is a flip side to that. There is an opposite side to that. Some of us have watched a lot of YouTube videos and of people that are famous. And some of those people are more energetic than we feel we are. And they have lots of followers. They have lots of good content. It's inspiring and helps us feel like we aspire, inspirational and aspirational. So we're looking at these, we're watching these, we're seeing them on a regular basis, and we're thinking to ourselves, man, if I want to add value, if I want to be famous, if I want to insert whatever you think that that person is getting by being loud and boisterous and outspoken and whatever, energetic, then we'll get the same results. So we need to be not ourselves, and we need to copy what that person is doing. So this happens to almost all of us. Like, if it doesn't happen to you, I'm quite impressed, and I still don't believe you. It happens to all of us. We're either holding ourselves back so that we don't rock the boat, or we're pushing ourselves forward so that we get noticed, so we can leave our legacy, so we can make money. And I've got an example. As I mentioned, if you listen to the episode that came out, episode 106, today's episode's 108, by the way. If you listen to episode 106, we were talking about like Maya, and we were talking about her and getting into the groove of podcasting and things were holding her back, stuff like that. And I mentioned in that episode that I got inspired. And as I got inspired, what I did is I wrote down a few like people that have either been on the podcast or they have podcasts, and I watched them, or they're clients of ours, or somebody who's calling me and just literally asking me a question. And I wrote down a few names. And today we're talking about my good friend, Phil Better. And if you read it, it's just P-H-I-L and then Better. But if you hear it, it sounds like you're saying, get well, feel better. And I think that that's interesting because I love the name, and my name also is memorable. Adam A. Adams, AAA. And I just think it's cool to have a name like that. So Phil is a genuine guy. He is a good guy. He is a helpful guy, and he always means well. I'm going to share an experience where I saw, I think it was a Facebook story or a reel or something. I'm trying to remember what it was. Or maybe it was a reel that was turned into also repurposed as a Facebook story. So I saw it on Facebook, but I saw that it could have maybe been a TikTok as well. So I'm going to share that story about, did I feel like Phil went overboard? This is a tongue twister, right? Did I feel like Phil was going overboard on his story, or did I feel like he was holding himself back so that nobody would judge him? I'll share that here in a moment. But I would like to share that Phil and I are doing an interview exchange. I actually don't know if his episode has come out on our podcast yet. Nope, he's not on the list yet. So Phil, let's make sure you're coming on our show. I was actually on Phil's show. Phil actually has two shows. He's got the Phil Better show, and he's got Investing in Yourself as well. And I was on the episode that came out, I think it was May, I'm going to look it up. May 18th is when it released. I'll link to it in the show notes for you, but I was on his show as well. So the point is that a while back, he started supporting other podcasters like we do. And he just reached out and asked if I had a contract that I use with my clients. He said, hey, Adam, do you have a contract that you use with your clients? Because I'm starting to do what you do, and I just want as many resources as possible. Now, I didn't know if I should be putting him like in touch with an attorney to finish this off or what appropriate thing that I should be doing was. But I asked my attorney several times. He's done a lot of contracts for me, my attorney has. And he actually created not a specific like contract. It is contractual, 100%. The terms and conditions is what he created. So I said to Phil, hey, Phil, now look, it would slow me down to have to create a contract. It would slow me down to have to sign contracts, to like have to wait for all the back and forth, because I have a lot of things that I'm doing. And so sending it off, yes, we do have an e-sign thing. I'm trying to remember what it's called, actually. It's called, I'm looking it up. It's supposed to be connected to my Gmail. Point is, we do actually pay for an electric sign. DocuSign is what I think the one that I have. We'll link it below for you. Like if my team can get an affiliate link, we'll put the affiliate link there. If we can't become affiliates for DocuSign, we'll just put a link to DocuSign. You can always just look it up. One of the ways that I monetize this show, by the way, is most of the time when I give a link, it will be an affiliate link. Like you'll never pay more. Obviously, you'll never pay more by using that link. You'll either pay the same or less by going through our affiliate links. And it's one of the ways that we can monetize the show. And I recommend you do the same. And you should never feel bad about monetizing a show. You're putting a lot of work, a lot of effort. You're adding a lot of value to other people. So same with me. I feel like I'm putting in a lot of work. I'm doing everything for the right reason. And I'm trying to give you tools and tips and tricks and strategies that help you grow your podcast. So if my team can find an affiliate link for DocuSign, we're going to put it in there and you can buy DocuSign and support us at the same time. We'll always do that. Just FYI. Okay, that was a short tangent. Now I want to get back in. Now Phil's got two podcasts, The Phil Better Show, which has over 100 episodes, and the Invest in Yourself podcast as well. I don't even know how many episodes that has. I already mentioned the one that I was on, and I already mentioned that Phil was looking to work with people the way that my team works with people. And he was looking for a contract. And so the thing that I was sharing with you a moment ago is that with our contracts, every time my attorney, Keith, and he actually is retiring, he's working for a nonprofit now. So I'm going to have to find a new attorney. If you are a contract attorney, reach out to me. I'd be happy to chat. I've always asked Heath, I say, is it okay if I can share this contract with other people? He always says, yeah, you're paying for it. I have no problem with that. Just let them know that there might be some terms that are not applicable to them and they should probably have their attorney look at it. And so I said, awesome. We have a virtual assistant contract. If you want that, email team@growyourshow.com, team@growyourshow.com. And I can give you a contract that cost me, I think it was either $1,300 or $3,100. I'm dyslexic, so I might not be remembering it correctly, but it definitely had a three in there. So let's just say it was a lower price. Let's just say I paid $1,300 for this. Why did you pay so much for a contract? I can get a contract for $50 or for $300 or for $600. Why'd you pay $1,300? Well, here's the thing. With our virtual assistant contract, we want to make sure that each of the terms in there apply in the Philippines. So my attorney, because I'm not going to do this, that's the worst thing, that my time is not spent looking up stuff like this. I'm not a detail person like that. So I had the attorney do it, and he made sure that we were requesting the right days, the times, the way that we pay, the taxes, all that stuff. He wanted to make sure that it was on the up and up, and it was enforceable in both countries. And so when we created a contract for our virtual assistants, that's how much I paid, and now I can give it to you for free. If you have a virtual assistant, just reach out to us, team@growyourshow.com. And maybe put in the subject line something about your name and also that you want the VA contract. What Phil was asking for was a contract that we use with our clients. And I said, I literally do not use like a contract that's signed, even though we have DocuSign. Getting back to where we were finally. So what we do instead is I have a contract. I have terms and conditions on our website. And I told him, you can go and check these out. Like, go to growyourshow.com/terms. I said, Phil, just go there. You can download the PDF. There is a PDF that's downloadable of our entire terms and conditions. It's also just spelled out on the website. Now, when we start working with a new client, we tell them that there's four things that they need to do. Okay. Somebody says, Adam, I want to hire your team. I say, okay, there's four things. And this was helpful for Phil because he's also serving podcasters. So I said, there's four things that we need people to do. And what we do is we give an onboarding email, and it basically just has these four quick steps. Step one, go to this website and read the terms and conditions. Step two, you pay. Easy enough. Step three, you schedule an onboarding call with Adam. Step four, you schedule an onboarding call with my customer service agent, my right-hand man. Her name's Teresa. And so those are the four things that you need to do if you want to start working with us. And I mentioned this to Phil, how we do this. And he said that that would be valuable. I said, look, the terms and conditions and a contract are almost the same thing. So just go there, download that. Either do what we do and use the terms and conditions, or change it into a contract. It'll literally cost like $50. If you want everything to be exactly the same, it should cost you like a half an hour's time for an attorney, $50 to $100, where that attorney can just read over it for 15, 20 minutes, 30 minutes, maybe, and make sure that instead of it being a terms and conditions, it's more like a contract that'll have signatures and maybe even check boxes, those types of things. So I said, just download that. That's a free resource. You can have it. And you guys can do it too. Like, I'm totally good with that. It shows every single term that we have, I said, Phil, has every single term that we do, how we do it. And then if you charge a different price for something you do, or if you, like, you might not be doing the marketing like we do. Maybe you just do the editing and we do editing or marketing or a combination. And so you just cut that out, Phil. Just cross it out because it's not valid to your business or how you're serving people. You could just cut it out if that's something you're not doing. And he was really appreciative. And I've always liked the guy. I've always just thought he was a good person. And so now we're getting to today's story. Now we're getting back to today's story where I said, in a few moments, I'll share with you the most recent thing that happened, whether if he was overboard or underboard when he did his TikTok or his Facebook story or the podcast. It's wherever you put content and you just want to come across totally authentic. And so I'm actually pulling up the conversation that Phil and I had. Your account has been locked. I'll be right back. All right. So I took a moment to take my sweater off and get turned to my Facebook messages that I had with Phil. This is after giving him the contract stuff, the terms and conditions, which you can look up anytime if you want. growyourshow.com/terms. Simple. And that's just the terms that our clients work with. So if you're thinking about being a potential client, boom, you can see what it looks like to work with us. And if you have a podcast business, I give you permission to go down there, download the PDF for free. And I don't want you to copy and paste it exactly. That would be inappropriate, but to use it as a template for your own stuff and then tweak what you need to change. And then you need to get it verified by an attorney as per my attorney's request. So I don't know how much that cost me. There was a lot of back and forth to it, probably $700 or $800 to go back and forth so many different times on the same terms and conditions. Because anytime I want to change the terms and conditions, oh, this is notable and beneficial for you. Part of the terms and conditions on our site, you'll see it pretty close to the top and it's fairly conspicuous, meaning it stands out. It's either in bold or it's underlined or it's all capital letters, something like that. It was a little bit more conspicuous than like many of the other terms on there. But one of them basically just says, and right up front, that we reserve the right, like you agree that we can update these terms anytime we want, and that you already agree to the updated version, is something like that. So go ahead and check it out. It's interesting. It's really helpful. But just to give you an example, there was a time that I know I'm going to get back into this feel better thing. Trust me, I'm going to get back there. But we recently just had a client that was, we really needed to not serve this client. And there was a lot of reasons. I'll be honest, there was some definite personality conflicts. And that doesn't happen a lot with me. And it probably doesn't happen a lot with this client either. Like, to be honest, I'm a fairly reasonable person. This client is a fairly reasonable person. But there was definitely like a little personality confliction. And I think that it stemmed from the fact that we should not have been serving a client with those. And I'll actually talk about this story. I'll share more of it on my next solo episode. So I think today is episode 108. So I'll talk about this story if you want more details on it. I'll talk about this story on episode 110. And I'm just going to make a quick note for myself to make sure that that's the next solo episode. That way, if you're curious and you're like, what do you mean you didn't go along? And what do you mean? Like, I'll share more details about it on that episode because it'll be more specific. So I'm writing a note to myself, episode 110. That's what it's going to be. At any rate, let's get back to the feel better. I wanted to update those terms and conditions because on the terms and conditions at the time, it basically said, nobody can get out of the contract. It goes 12 months. By the way, we have editing only. That is no contract. It's just week by week. There's no contract term. We also have marketing only, which is currently either a 6-month contract or a 12-month. You got to go at least 6 months to really see the benefits. So yeah, it was 6-month or 12-month for the marketing only. But for our launch or our rebrand package, it has to be a 12-month contract. It must be the entire 12-month period because my team actually spends more money than is part of the contract. In the first 4 months, we still are usually at a loss, but we just tried to drop the price so that over 12 months we'll actually have a profit. I think it's important that all businesses have a profit, right? But at any rate, for the marketing, the minimum is 6 months. The other one is 12 months. For the full service, which is either launch or rebrand, it's always 12 months. So this one client that I'll talk more about on episode 110, that is going to be where I had to fire the client and I was needing to update the terms and services. Because at the time, it's said that the only way I could let go of a client was simply if they didn't pay. And actually, to be honest, I was not happy serving this one person because I didn't think we were the best fit for the show that client was doing. I'll give you more detail. Let me just bring it back to what we're talking about today. So getting to the part that I told you that we were going to be doing in this episode, we're finally there. And I think you're going to get some value. I will not be able to imitate Phil. Like, there's no way that I can exactly do it. And even if I did, I would either overdo it or underdo it. And likely it would become more like offensive, like as if I was more mocking. And that is absolutely not what I'm doing at all. So I'm not going to really try to imitate what he did on the story that I read or that I was watching on Facebook. But what I will say is that I felt like he was way over the top for the Phil that I know, because I've been on his show, I've listened to his show, and he wants to grow the business of helping podcasters. So he did jump on and he was like, "What is up, Facebook?" Something like that. "What is up?" But he was really pouring in. He was like really overexcited, like more than I would expect for him. And this is the text exchange through Facebook Messenger. "Hey, brother, I don't know if this is your genuine personality, ? I don't know if this is your genuine personality." I replied to the story. "It feels over the top for you," I said. "I want you to come across authentic at every angle so that people can connect with you and pay you to do business with them. If I'm wrong, then disregard." And he read it almost immediately. This was at 1:44 p.m. the other day. He read it almost immediately. Actually, this was this week. And then he says back, "Hey, Adam, thank you for the feedback. Watching back, I do seem not being authentic. Something I have to work on. Thanks for being honest with me and helping me stay true to who I am." And I said, "Only because I care." And that was it. That was the end of the email exchange. And then I said, "Hey, man, would you be comfortable if I mentioned this on my show?" And I gave him three options. I said, "I could either mention the conversation and leave your name out completely. 2, I could just use your first name. 3, I could use your full name and reference your show." And he said, "Pick 3. And then I verified, "I presume that you know that this is what I'm talking about." He said, "I did know." And he said, "Yeah, go ahead and share it." He even gave me the link. So I'll put that in the show notes. The point being, going back to the very beginning of the episode, look, there's one of two ways that you might come across. You're either going to hold back or you're going to go over the top. And this is the takeaway. I truly believe that the listener, your avatar, the person on Facebook, the person on TikTok, the person on your podcast, wherever, if you're holding back your natural personality because you want to seem more professional, if you're holding back your natural personality because you don't want to offend, either of those, cut it out now. Like, just cut it out. What I've seen a lot of people do on that end of the spectrum is that they act as if they would act in a regular job interview when they're on their podcast or when they're on social media. They sound a lot more professional and they talk a little bit more maturely and carefully, and they make sure that they're enunciating everything exactly right, and they don't cuss if they normally cuss. Of course, I'm overdoing it. Of course, I'm overdoing it a little bit, but you get the point. Or on the flip side, they jump on and they're like, "What is up, everyone? How are you today? I'm Adam Adams, and I'm going to help you solve X, Y, and Z without this one problem. Get ready to..." And it's just like, again, not their real true personality. And so what I was sharing with Phil is I believe that he was not doing it as bad as I just did it, by the way. I believe that there is a congruent message that your listener, your follower, your viewer is going to see. And any incongruencies, non-consistencies, anything that doesn't line up is going to cause a subconscious or conscious, but generally these are subconscious red flags. It's like we don't even know where they come from. But we can tell that someone's not being their full self. And it actually makes it difficult to pay them money. It actually makes it difficult to keep listening to them or watching them on their stories or whatever. And here's the reason why I wanted to bring this up to you today. They don't know if they can trust you because they don't know who you are. Because when they're communicating with you, you seem like you're this person. But when you do your social media content, you seem like this other person. And they don't know who you are to the fullest. So it gets to this. If you naturally cuss, you have to freaking cuss. If you naturally sound calm and sophisticated, like if you would do that with your mom and you with your dad or with your brother or your best friend or your spouse, whatever you do with your best friend, I was going to say, whatever you do with your spouse, you do with everybody. Obviously, that's probably inappropriate for most of us. But whatever you do in your close relationships, the you that you are, when with your brother, your sister, you're out with the girls, you're out with the guys, that's the person that you are to the core. That's who you truly are. And the integrity and the authenticity that comes across with your best friends, with your spouse or partner, is the person that you need to be on your show. It's the person that you need to be on your social media. And so it's like, don't hold back and also don't force it. Don't suppose that you have to be more professional than you truly are just so that you'll get listeners or views or business. And also, don't suppose that you need to be over the top like this other person that you see on social media just to gain followers or listeners or add value, because the absolute best way is the Goldilocks way. Okay. This porridge is too hot. This porridge is too cold. This porridge is just right. I want you to have your porridge just right for your listener. And the absolute only way to do it is if you are who you are fully and you don't hold back. You don't force. You figure out who you are with your best friends. And then you do the same on your podcast. That's actually something that I have to try to do. Most people would judge me. Most people would say, Adam, you shouldn't have to try to be yourself. Being yourself is easy. It's not. It's not for me. And it might not be for you. Being my true vulnerable self, my honest to goodness, who I am, the language that I use, the way that I talk, the way that I explain things is something that I have to have courage to show on the podcast. And that's what I wanted to share with you today. I'll see you on the next episode. This episode is brought to you by growyourshow.com. Grow Your Show lets you be the star of your show while we handle all the hard stuff. We offer reliable and affordable post-production services that allow you to grow your show organically without all the work. So go ahead and check out the website right now and feel free to schedule a call with me and let's take your show to the next level. Again, growyourshow.com. You just press record. We handle the rest.